Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Matthew 7:15-20. The Gospel according to St. Matthew 7:15-20. Watch out for false prophets. They come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ferocious wolves. By their fruit you will recognize them. Do people pick grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Likewise, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, and a bad tree cannot bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Thus, by their fruit, you will recognize them. My theme for reflection is when the smile hides the fangs. When the smile hides the fangs. If you have ever lived in certain parts of the world long enough, you know that danger doesn't always come wearing a bandit's mask. Sometimes it arrives with a warm handshake, a familiar face, or even a well-polished Bible in hand. Jesus Christ understood this, which is why in Matthew 7:15-20, he issues a sobering warning. Beware of false prophets, by their fruit you will recognize them. The shock is that the greatest threats to our souls may not come from militant atheists or outspoken critics of the church, but from those who speak in God's name while quietly leading hearts away from him. The issue Jesus highlights is not simply the existence of deception in the world, but the insidious way it can take root in the very spaces meant to cultivate truth. False teachers are not always easy to identify because they often present themselves as paragons of righteousness. Like wolves in sheep's clothing, they blend in with their surroundings, gaining our trust before their true nature becomes apparent. The real danger lies in our own vulnerability, our tendency to seek out voices that confirm our desires rather than challenge them. When our desire for comfort exceeds our hunger for truth, we become ripe for manipulation. We have all at some point allowed people into our lives, charmed by their apparent loyalty and affection. We have given them opportunities that we wouldn't offer to just anyone, often because they seem to share our values or have come highly recommended by those we trust. These individuals, disguised as friends or allies, slowly worm their way into our hearts, gaining our confidence and trust. Yet when they realize they can no longer manipulate us or get their way, their true color emerge. They turn from allies to adversaries, using the very loyalty they once claimed to forge new relationships with others, preying on them with the same deceitful tactics, all while plotting to destroy us in the process. Their facade is shattered, revealing the manipulation they had hidden beneath all along. God's solution to this problem is not to breed suspicion toward everyone, but to cultivate discernment rooted in his word and spirit. Jesus gives us the method. Examine the fruit. Over time, a teacher's life, words, and influence will reveal their spiritual DNA. Healthy trees bear good fruit, diseased trees do not. This is not just about eloquence or theological precision, but about the transformation of character and the edifying effect on others. As Paul Tripp reminds us, stapling apples onto a dead tree won't make it alive. The root must be changed for the fruit to be genuine. The Holy Spirit works in the hearts of God's people to anchor them in Christ, transforming us from the inside out so that our lives bear the fruit of love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And when this fruit is present in a teacher's life and multiplied in their followers, it is a good sign the root is healthy. Conversely, patterns of greed, pride, manipulation, or divisiveness, no matter how gifted the teaching, are red flags. This call to discernment is not paranoia, but pastoral vigilance. It is about being watchful without becoming a cynic, gracious without being gullible. As N.T. Wright puts it, truth and love are not mutually exclusive. Without truth, love degenerates into sentimentality, and without love, truth becomes cold and oppressive. Our task is to walk in both, testing every voice by the unchanging standard of Scripture and the character of Christ. For believers today, whether in bustling cities or remote villages, this means cultivating a deep familiarity with God's Word, rooting ourselves in healthy local church communities, and remaining humble enough to be corrected when our own thinking drifts. Wolves will always prowl, but a vigilant, word-shaped, Christ-centered people are not easily devoured. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, what fruit do I see in the lives of those whose teaching I follow? And does it align with the character of Christ? Number two, how can I cultivate humility so that I am open to correction when I am drawn toward unhealthy teaching? And now our practical exercise. Set aside 5 minutes today to read and meditate on John 10, 1 to 18. As you read, note how Jesus describes himself as the Good Shepherd and ask him to sharpen your discernment so you can recognize his voice above all else or all others. Lord Jesus, Good Shepherd of our souls, keep us from the snares of deception. Give us hearts that hunger for truth, eyes that see beyond appearances, and wisdom to discern the fruit of every teaching. Root us deeply in your word and in the fellowship of your people, so that we may walk in both truth and love. Protect us from wolves in sheep's clothing, and keep our lives fruitful for your glory. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.